he said, she said, also known as technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
We just got back from Toronto, attended a great CHFA Expo East show. Wasn't that great?
Who's we?
You and I.
Oh, yeah, right.
The whole world was there.
That's right. Yeah, we sure did. It was a great show.
And Toronto is just a booming, hustle-bustle, busy city, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is. It sure is. I always like to go to Toronto. I've got some good friends there, too.
A nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
That's right.
Nice to be on the West Coast where we're mellow. We take it easy. Life is great.
That's right. It sure is. It's beautiful.
So tell us about the show.
We did the Health and Fitness Symposium. It was called The Gift of Health and Fitness. And it was an evening on Sunday evening. We had six speakers and they did a mini lecture, 15 minutes, something that is not ever done in this industry. And a lot of the speakers usually go on for about an hour to an hour and a half. So for each one to get out there for 15 minutes. And I was the MC, of course, and I was the bad guy because I'm giving them the finger, so to speak, the five fingers, that is, the five-minute cue, that they only had 15 minutes left. It was great. The audience really liked it. That we did a survey, and we asked the consumers what they wanted. Right, Corey?
From the last show, from the Expo West in Vancouver.
And they said that they wanted more speakers, less time for each speaker to speak. So we seemed to do it, and it went bingo, bango, bongo. It was great. Everybody loved it.
And then between each speaker, we had an athletic demonstration.
That's right, by WNSO, World Natural Sports Organization.
And those were great. High energy lifted the place up.
Everybody loved it. The music was great. There was two fitness performances and two bodybuilding performances. We had Matthew Sterling. We had Raquel Huggins. We had Liana Santarosa. She was accompanied by a bongo drummer. Player Russell.
Yeah, that was really entertaining.
Wasn't that neat? And Paul Lewis, he did a bodybuilding routine. He did a robotic bodybuilding routine. So it wasn't just your average, not average, I shouldn't say that, bodybuilding and fitness. They actually costumed it up and had some props with it too. So that made it interesting for the audience.
Yeah, so we had an eclectic group of speakers, a real range of different expertise. And then in between each presentation, we had some energy from the athletic demonstration, and the crowd just loved it.
Yeah, and one of the things that was different than we did that everybody really liked, that was my idea. Any good ideas are my ideas, right, Cor? Yeah,
absolutely.
So we had PVL, which is owned and operated by Jim McMahon. He sponsored a refreshment bar. And at this refreshment bar, they had some of their meal replacements, so some of their great Whey Gourmet protein shakes, and also to the coffee and water. So that was really great. So the audience could go in during, before, and after the show and get something to drink.
Well, it was a night show and the regular trade show during the day. People came in, they were tired possibly. I mean, I'm talking about the people, the exhibitors, the people that work at these shows.
It's a long haul.
And they need a protein shake to lift them up and prevent that low blood sugar
drop.
Well,
I drank them all night long. That kept me going. That was great.
Yeah, absolutely. And the PVL protein is just excellent tasting. Yeah. Just add it to water and blend it up.
Kidding.
And I remember explaining it to the people that were supplied by the hotel. They had no idea how to make a protein shake.
Right.
So, I mean,
we even had to supply our own blenders.
Exactly. We had to bring the blenders. Can you imagine?
I don't know.
The hotel doesn't have any blenders. So the consciousness, people are just not into this concept of using a blender as a principal appliance in the kitchen.
But didn't the guys that made the protein shakes, the servers, didn't they just love it?
Absolutely.
They were so turned on. And by the end of the night, they were telling the audience what they were good for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
one guy, I mean, he lost about 8 pounds of fat and gained about 18 pounds of muscle in one night. I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, you're funny. Okay. So anyway, the speakers that we had were Sam Gracie, Daniel Crisafi, Udo Erasmus, Michael Colgan, Sherry Torkos, and of course, the one and only Corey Hawley. Each speaker had a topic, and each speaker also has a book that they were promoting as well.
Yeah, because we had some book signing and all the attendees that came. We'll talk about what they got when they walked in. What did each attendee get?
They got a great big smile from you and me. Now, what they got when they first walked in was a really nice complimentary black cloth gift bag provided by GNC. So that was very nice. And I have one and I use it every day.
And what was in the gift bag?
In that gift bag was a 12-page educational program. designed by Corey with some advertising and some something about the speakers. Also, too, a gift from Flora, a gift of health. Also, a gift of really nice dream cream from Aroma Crystal Therapy Limited, a sports nutrition update, an educational audio cassette.
What's that called?
Sports Nutrition Update.
SMU. Never heard of it.
I don't even know what I'm doing here, folks. Okay, so.
And then we had some media providers.
Yes, we had Common Ground Magazine. We had Vista Magazine. There was Alive Magazine.
And I really like the cover of Common Ground with Colgan and Franco Cavallari and a bunch of athletes sort of surrounded with
laying on their
apples.
Back, taking it easy. Yeah, that was great.
Well, yeah, that's the September issue of Common Ground. And Michael had a great article also pertaining to how to maintain strength and resilience and overcome the effects of aging through exercise and good nutrition.
So, yeah, that gift bag was really, really nice. The audience, they paid $20 advance and $25 at the door. So they really got a bang for their buck, I'll tell you. They had a full evening of speakers and they got a nice gift bag. They got something to take home. They were entertained. They got something to drink.
Free protein shakes, water.
With a cup, too. PVL supplied.
A keeper cup.
A keeper cup, too.
Little shaker cup.
It was really great. I mean, I wish I was in the audience, actually. Okay, so anyway.
So let's talk about some of the speakers and what they talked about.
Well, let's do that, shall we?
Sam Gracie, he's great.
Sam Gracie, Mr. Energy himself. Well, he opened the symposium with a charismatic discussion emphasizing the connection between food and health. And he gave a really good story. People like to hear stories, and Sam is really good, a good storyteller. He told a story about his father and how he died in his arms. And it was very, very emotional, actually. And he also shared, and he stated that food is a direct modulator of our creativity and that it's never too late to start.
To start what?
It.
It? To start what? It. What is it?
To start getting well and healthy and living life to its fullest.
In other words, you might be doing a whole bunch of stuff that isn't good for you, but it's never too late to start. It's never too late to begin doing the right things to improve your health.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, that was good. I really was moved by his personal testimony, and Sam always has a way of getting to you. And his message about the food and how it's connected to health and how it affects hormones in the body and neurotransmitters, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So who else was talking?
Dr. Daniel Crisafi, what was very interesting, he got up on the stage with a chair, a four-legged chair, and he asked the audience to consider their life as a chair. He compared each leg of the chair to an essential life component required to maintain the steady balance of health. Dr. Crisafi described the multiple benefits of soy for both men and women, denouncing the myth that soy reduces testosterone in men.
A lot of men
think
that.
Very interesting, by the way, because I've had a lot of people come up to me and men say, if I take soy, will I become less of a man?
Will it feminize me? Well, listen, buddy, you look pretty feminine already, but maybe you should just continue taking some of that soy. No, actually, soy protects the prostate from damage.
Yeah.
It doesn't negatively influence testosterone. And I use it to just generally support my intake of isoflavones and the antioxidants that they provide. I guess the research shows that these isoflavones can reduce inflammation in the joints.
Right. Then you're no girly man as far as I'm concerned. Where do these ideas, do people make them up or what is it?
I don't know. I think a myth is something associated with more with superstition and a perception of reality that's conjured up by someone for the sake of opposing truth or substantiating their own belief. But this is the function and role of science. Science brings everything down to the table and through close examination, repeated experiment, and the evaluation procedures associated with objectivity, you're able to determine whether or not something is true or false. And what we've discovered is that soy, taken in reasonable dosages throughout the day, does not impair a man's ability to grow muscle when he's training. But soy does have a lower biological value than, say, whey protein and eggs. So you still got to get that high biological value protein in the body.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. So thanks, Daniel, for that. Then third, we had Udo Erasmus, and he was sponsored by Flora, and he talked about, well, this is a tongue twister here, fitness fats and misfit fats.
That's a great title.
Say that fast three times. Udo stressed the importance of consuming fats that heal and the dangers of fats that kill. He also proclaimed that athletes perform better when they are properly oiled, with essential fatty acids, of course, and informed the audience that the body has special biological requirements which must be supplied from nature.
Like from air, food, and water.
Yeah.
I can recall him talking about the bad fats, trans fats, things like margarine and fried fats. Those are the misfit fats that can ruin athletic performance. So if we slide into some really high-quality healing oils, he talked about his Udo's Choice balanced oil. Mm-hmm. You know, we use in our home hemp mm-hmm. seed oil. We've got some flaxseed yeah. oil. But I guess these oils are incredibly
right.
important.
We use a little bit of everything, so.
Mix them with the shakes
yeah,
and
mm-hmm.
get those omega-3s into the mm-hmm. brain, into the spine, into the nervous system.
That's right. So I'm well-oiled, would you say, Cor? What do you think?
Nicely oiled. Yeah.
And then we had Dr. Michael Colgan, who is the recipient of the 2002 Expo West Sports Nutrition Hall of Fame Award winner. He was sponsored by the Canadian Health Food Association and Apple Publishing, and he talked about brain fitness.
Very interesting.
Yeah. But boy, I tell you, like I said, misery loves company. He really made me aware that I am just a smidgen brain damaged. And the audience agreed that they're a little brain damaged too, so I didn't feel alone.
Which has confirmed my suspicion all along.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You were damaged long yeah. before I ever met you.
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Colgan, for that. Okay, so Dr. Colgan exercised our minds by exposing us to the latest scientific research on brain and how it works. He revealed that everyone has damage to some degree, but that it is possible to protect the brain from premature aging through exercise, optimum nutrition, and supplementation. As a finale, this was really great, Dr. Colgan wowed the audience by demonstrating his power and amazing athletic ability. Wasn't that incredible?
He's incredible. Like, he's 63. He can do the splits on stage.
Yeah, but hey, he's wearing a suit, this guy. And all of a sudden, he pops down into the splits, and I'm thinking, I hope he can get back up again.
I didn't hear any ripping sounds.
He just got back up again, and then he starts doing one-arm push-ups.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
He kept going. It's like the ever-ready battery,
yeah,
man. The guy couldn't stop.
Oh,
everyone
was
cheering him on. 3,003, 3,004. My God, this is incredible.
Yeah, that was great. But stuff like that is people like that.
Yeah, very
people
entertaining.
Really, really. And I keep telling you, honey, you got to get out there and take your clothes off and show them what you got.
But he puts his
yes.
money where his mouth is.
He certainly
right?
does.
On the floor, give me 20.
Yeah. Okay, then we had lovely Sherry Torkos, first time that both of us have ever met her, and she's just a little dynamo.
Yeah.
She was sponsored by Quest, and her topic was achieve your ideal body weight. Sherry is a pharmacist, and she told the audience that there is a time and a place for pharmaceutical support and prescription drugs. But she also declared the importance of natural remedies. As an acclaimed fitness professional, she has helped many people get well by teaching them how to combine fitness with whole foods and nutritional supplements. She's a catalyst for change in the medical world and is living proof of her commitment to health and fitness.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah, she looks good, and she's very... She's just a little dynamo.
Well, it's great.
I'm so excited to see her.
She's got the medical background and training.
Yeah.
She's into the natural whole food. She's a personal trainer into fitness. I mean, what more can you have?
Well, it's really nice to see more female speakers because, you know, it's all these men out there. We need some more women out there. So come on, Sherry. And then last but not least, who did we have? We had Dr. Corey Hawley himself, the ambassador of sports nutrition, health, and fitness. You wound it up talking about the power of education. And, yes, you did. You captivated the audience as per usual. You touched their emotions and you set a prime example because you do walk the walk and you talk the talk and you walk the walk and you talk the talk. And I know because I live with you. So you gave the audience what they asked for.
Well, you're not really supposed to talk the talk unless you walk the walk.
Yeah.
Isn't that what everybody
That's
wants?
That's what you're supposed to do. So what you did, you broke down each speaker's mini lecture and put it into like one word. And that was basically quality and balance.
That's two words.
That's two words. Jesus, hello. See, I am brain damaged, Dr. Colgan. I am brain damaged. Balance and quality was basically what each of the speakers were talking about. And you urged the audience to remain steadfast to their lifelong pursuit of optimum health and reminded everyone that this can only be achieved through the power of education.
Education is ultimately what we need
yeah.
to broaden our horizons and strengthen our awareness. And speaking of balance and quality,
yes,
I think it's time to move on to other aspects of our SNU this
All
month.
All right. We'll see you next month. Boy,
that
this
was a good report.
It was great, and I want to do it again. I hope we have a chance to be able to do this again. The
By
symposiums.
The way, what is your fee for emceeing an event like this?
Oh, honey, you can't afford me.
Well, put it on paper, and we'll consider
All
it.
All right.
Okay, see you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Please turn to slide 2.